Welcome to As It Is with VOA Learning English. I'm Kelly Jean Kelly. It's nice to have you here, especially at this time of new beginnings. As far back in history as we can tell, people have celebrated the start of a new year. For the people of ancient Egypt, their new year began in summer. That is when the Nile River flooded its banks, bringing water and fertility to the land. The ancient Babylonians celebrated by forcing their king to give up his crown and royal clothing. They made him get down on his knees and admit all the mistakes he had made during the past year. The idea of admitting mistakes and finishing the business of the old year is found in many cultures at New Year's. So is the idea of making New Year's resolutions. A resolution is a promise to change or do something different in the coming year. Popular resolutions might include the promise to lose weight, stop smoking, or be more productive at work. Other people use New Year's resolutions to make major changes in their lives. One such resolution might be to stop and smell the flowers. This idiom means to take time to enjoy simple pleasures instead of always being too busy and in a hurry. Another resolution might be, don't sweat the small stuff. This idiom means not to worry or get angry about unimportant things. Another resolution might be to be happy now and to forget about bad things that happened in the past, or to be thankful for the most important things in life, like family and friends. Maybe you resolve to improve your English this year. One fun way to do that is to watch movies. Katie Weaver tells us about some of the movies that made headlines in 2014.
It is not an everyday event that the President of the United States tells Americans to go to the movies. But that is what President Barack Obama did 2 weeks ago. He was reacting to online threats from a group of hackers against theaters that plan to show the movie The Interview. North Korea had protested the humor film, which is about an imaginary plot to murder the country's president, Kim Jong-un. On December 17th, Sony Pictures canceled its plan to release the movie December 25th. Most major theaters in the country had already announced they would not show the film because of safety concerns. Sony Pictures received sharp criticism following its cancellation announcement. Many of the critics accused the company of surrendering to attempts to suppress free speech. Earlier this week, Sony announced a new plan. It said it would permit the movie to be shown in a small number of theaters. Even with a limited release, The Interview might be the biggest movie of 2014. It surely received the most coverage in the media. It might make a considerable profit if the film ever sees wider release. But what about the 2014 movies people did get to see? Which sold the most tickets? Was there a critical favorite? And which are likely to be favored with major American movie prizes? At this time, the biggest ticket seller of 2014 is the children's movie Guardians of the Galaxy. So far, it has sold more than $330 million worth of tickets. The movie is based on a superheroes comic book series that began in 1969. Guardians has a large cast that includes Bradley Cooper, Zoe Saldana, Vince Diesel, and Glenn Close. The movie tells the story of Peter Quill, a young boy kidnapped by space aliens. Years later, he is known as Star-Lord and forms a group of superheroes to save the galaxy from evil. The movie Boyhood did not sell hundreds of millions of dollars in tickets, but most top critics praised the independent movie. The film's unusual creation process also received a lot of attention. Director Richard Linklater filmed Boyhood over an 11-year period. It follows the life of a boy from age 6 to 18. Eller Coltrane was 6 years old when he began to play the main character, Mason Evans. The website, Internet Movie Database, notes that Coltrane grew almost 70 centimeters in height during the movie's production. He turned 20 years old in August of this year. When the movie opens, Mason is living with his mother and sister in Texas. The movie follows Mason's changes as his mother moves the family and marries, as Mason begins to have an interest in girls, and his first experiences with alcohol and drug use. It explores how Mason relates to family members as time passes and situations change. New York Times movie reviewer Manola Dargis called Boyhood a model of cinematic realism. She wrote, "There are many reasons to love movies, from the stories they tell to the beautiful characters who live and die for us. And yet the story in Boyhood is blissfully simple. A child grows up." Boyhood already has won many film awards, but the biggest may be in the future. The Golden Globes and the Academy Awards, or Oscars, are generally considered the highest movie awards in America. The Oscar nominees have not yet been announced, but the Hollywood Foreign Press Association has named Boyhood a 2015 Golden Globe nominee for Best Drama. It competes with several strong movies, including the historical drama Selma. Ava DuVernay directed the movie about the 1965 civil rights marches for voting rights in America, led by Martin Luther King, Jr. British actor David Oyelowo plays King. He gained about 13 kilograms and temporarily lost his natural accent